This is a joint statement in support of leader Tom Bahui delivered yesterday and today. Sim is a member of the DHTPS. Indigenous peoples and in natural state, the so-called by non-indigenous cultures as isolated indigenous people, require special attention by national states in which they are located or are in transition. We respectfully recommend the INRIP to develop a study on the indigenous peoples in this context. As the issue surpasses the Americas context and are generally of global concern, there is a need to establish protocols for recognition of these peoples, guiding states on policies for recognition of possible existence of these populations in certain areas, even in cases when lately the existence is not confirmed. Such studies should count on ample participation. Such policies, we believe, should be based on the well-established principle of precaution under international law. In the view of risk of extermination of many peoples, their spiritual, cultural, and traditional lifestyles. Moreover, there's a need to establish principles regarding agreements among bordering states to address the situation of those populations who live or circulate through states' frontiers, to ensure these people the right to self-determination among many other rights. Madam Vice Chair, Indigenous peoples in isolation suffer disproportionately the effects of climate change and are under risk of atrocities by transnational companies working in the extractive industry, particularly hydrocarbon and mining. During the COVID-19 pandemic, these populations were decimated or drastically reduced by both ignorance on their particularity or malicious negligence by states. But we should regard them not only as victims of human rights violations, rather as agents of change, without which no state will accomplish the SDGs. They can teach us invaluable lessons. To conclude, there is a series of rights inherent to these people in isolation which needs to be addressed and reaffirmed, such as the right to health, freedom of expression and belief, and many other rights. I thank you.